Let's get to tabloid trash. See what's going on.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just like did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Brittany alone.
So I guess things are gonna get really ugly pretty soon for the Beckhams. We just talked about Victoria Beckham, I think yesterday.
Yeah, I think yesterday was her birthday.
Yeah. And of course, she's married to the soccer star David Beckham, former soccer star David Beckham. They're like a power couple, you know?
Yeah.
And there is a book coming out in June called The House of Beckham, Money, Sex, and Power. And so I guess it's going to be like a tell-all. It's going to talk about how terrible they are. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. That's unfortunately just about all we know. The guy who is... who wrote the book says it's an astonishing achievement that Victoria and David Beckham have maintained their image despite their ups and downs. But whether it's damaging or not, the public will decide. I don't know. Maybe this is just a commercial for the book.
I think so.
Quentin Tarantino is set to make his, well, was set to make his last movie. So he's made a bunch of movies. He's decided I'm going to make one more and then be done. Okay. Well, he's changed his mind. He was going to make a movie called The Movie Critic. He's going back to the drawing board to figure out what the final movie is going to be. That would be tough because you don't want your final movie to be terrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of his movies at all?
I mean, probably.
Well, okay. I think you would know. Like, you'd remember. They're great. I think they're great movies. First time I saw Pulp Fiction, I was
I see. Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Okay. I was, like, blown away by Pulp Fiction when it came out. He's a great producer. Very violent movies, but still great. Maybe that's why they are great. All right. You're, I believe, a fan of Law & Order.
I am. I love that show.
How many different Law & Orders are there, by the way? There's like 15 different units now.
I think there was Law & Order, then there was Law & Order SVU, and then there was Law & Order Criminal Intent for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was a Law & Order that Elliot Stabler was on.
Okay.
But now I think it's just the one.
All right. Well, Mariska Hargitay... of course, this is a big star of that one of those shows. I don't know. They were filming an episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit in New York City when she was mistaken for a real-life cop, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little girl came up to her who lost her mom and thought that Hargitay was a police officer because she was wearing a badge.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, it is cute. So they stopped production for about 20 minutes to help the girl find her mom. That's something you're going to... The girl might not remember it, but the mom is going to remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm a huge fan of actress Sydney Sweeney for obvious reasons if you see Sydney Sweeney.
I mean, yeah.
Insane. She is upset. She's firing back after a female producer, by the way, said that she is not pretty and can't act.
Oh.
Yeah, that's rough. So Sydney says, how sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman. And now the initial producer wishes she hadn't said the comments. I'm just here to stick up for Sydney Sweeney, by the way.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
I just have to do that. Keith Urban. Keith Urban's from Australia. Hello. I know that's not Australian.
No.
But I love excuses to do the weird accent. Keith Urban's recent appearance as a mentor on The Voice gave him the opportunity to do one of his favorite things, which... he explains.
The mentoring part I particularly love. I love that the most. I love being able to try and help an artist navigate some things they got to work on and try and, you know, be constructive and helpful, but also just do it in a supportive way. Nobody wants to get humiliated in front of people, but you do need honest advice as well. So I love that opportunity.
You know, every time we play a clip from Keith Urban, he's like super deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might get old after a while. Like, if you're at a fast food restaurant with Keith Urban, you're like, what do you want to order? He'd be like, I don't know. I might get a double cheeseburger, but I don't know.
That wasn't very deep.
Yeah, I know, but he would make it. He would try to make it deep, though. He'd be like, I might get some McNuggets.
You're missing your mark here, bub.
Okay, not every joke can win. Birthdays. Did I say birthdays? America Ferrera from Stuff is 40. Oh, wait. Get rid of that. Kourtney Kardashian is 45 today. From Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa Joan Hart is 48. Conan O'Brien is 61. From Will and Grace, Eric McCormick is 61. She played Daphne on Frasier. Jane Leaves is 61 as well. From Honey, I Shrank the Kids and Other Things, Rick Moranis is 71. And actor James Woods is 77. And that's tabloid trash. It's 720. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up this hour, we'll have a chance to win tickets to the Great Pages Circus, which is happening at the Allen County Fairgrounds tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to ride in the Wheel of Death.
I think you should.
I think I will.
Good.
Okay. I will then. I thought I'd put us like in a nice restaurant setting here, Victoria.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, I don't know, Perkins.
A little loud.
Is it a little loud?
Loud talking, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like more mellow like that?
That's better.
Okay. I wanted to go over things that people notice on a first date. And I haven't dated really since 1991.
All right.
But some of these I think are common sense. Things people notice on a first date. And I do think a first impression is critical. In any situation, whether you're...
But it's probably not your first impression. You've probably already met the person.
I don't know. You know, with all
maybe all the
dating apps, yeah. You know? All these are obvious, I think. The first thing you notice on a date, one of the first things is the body language of the person. Whether their posture is good or not, whether they... appear confident or whether they're slumped over. I guess if you're slumped over on the table and your face is in your soup or something, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, but it's probably not the first thing you notice.
Okay.
You notice their physical attributes.
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, a lot of women, I think, notice, you know, my brawniness.
Yeah.
Facial expressions. Whether you make or hold eye contact is important, but then you don't want to stare them down, you know?
Yeah, because that's weird, too.
Yeah. Whether you're smiling genuinely or just looking weird. There's a lot to worry about on dates.
Yeah.
How is it I ever managed to find anybody? I'm sure my wife is scratching her head about that, too. I think this is big. Your grooming and hygiene. If you smell bad, obviously that's bad. Oh, and here's something that I had to get to a certain age before I realized. Is this true? Women notice fingernails.
Yeah, sometimes.
If you've got dirty fingernails... Now, I get it. If you work at a coal mine, that might be hard to...
Or you work on cars, yeah.
Or work on cars.
But, like, if you have an office job and gross fingernails...
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're handling a lot of toner. I don't know.
Maybe then.
Either way, women notice fingernails. Guys, I don't think really pay attention to that at all. We're kind of stupid. Your outfit, obviously dressing appropriate, is something you notice on a first date.
Yeah,
that's important.
Sure.
It's important to look nice, you know. How much you talk about yourself versus letting the other person talk about themselves?
Yeah, that's just a good rule in life.
Yeah. Oh, this is a big one. How you treat the server?
Yes, that's really big.
Why would you ever treat the server bad?
I don't know. I don't understand why people do that either.
I don't think... Well, you were a waitress.
Yeah.
How often did that happen? Not that often, right?
Not really. I think... No one that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. And finally, the big thing that people remember or see right away on a first date is how you make them feel.
Yeah.
I try to, I haven't been on a date, but when I'm talking to someone over lunch or something, I try to make them feel important. I don't know if I succeed at that.
I don't know.
I usually give them a little trophy, which is weird.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday at the Allen County Fairgrounds, the circus is in town.
The Great Pages Circus is here, and there's a lot of sights to take in there.
And I'm going to ride on the Wheel of Death.
I really think we could probably make that happen.
I don't like the sound of that. But we do have a four-pack of tickets to give away for the Great Pages Circus. We've got two adults and two kids. We're going to play a game.
The name game.
The name game. 419-879-9292. In this case, I have three celebrity names. Two of them are fake or stage names, and one of them is real. The first person to identify which name is real will win a four-pack of tickets, two adults and two kids, to the Great Pages Circus at the Allen County Fairgrounds. Our number is 419-879-9292. Are you ready for the names, Victoria?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here they are. JoJo Siwa, Madonna, and Katy Perry. Which one of those is real? JoJo Siwa, Madonna, and Katy Perry. Which one is real? 419-879-9292. Because celebrities don't always use fake names.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, what's your name?
Jen.
Jen, is that your real name or are you a celebrity, for all we know?
Real name.
Jen. Oh, okay. Where are you from?
Fort Jennings.
Okay, Jen from Fort Jennings. Which name is real?
We're going with Katy Perry.
You know what? Valid guess, but I'm sorry. It is not Katy Perry. 419-879-9292. Do you know the answer, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my first guess would have probably been Katy Perry, too.
Katy Perry sounds like an all-American kind of name.
It does.
You know? Yeah. Hi, what's your name?
Charles.
Charles, where are you from?
Waima.
Okay, which one of these celebrity names is real? JoJo Siwa, Madonna, or Katy Perry?
Madonna.
Madonna is absolutely correct. Madonna is her real name, which, by the way, it's also my middle name, which is coincidental enough.
Yeah.
It's weird that my parents chose to name me that. You hang on, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, you've won yourself 2 adult and 2 kids tickets for the Great Pages Circus at the Allen County Fairgrounds. So JoJo Siwa's name is actually Joelle Joni Siwa. Katy Perry's name is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson, which is fine, too.
Yeah.
Katie Hudson would have been fine. I don't know what. Oh,
well,
but you've got
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, you got Kate Hudson. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Madonna's real name is Madonna Louise Ciccone. And that is the name game. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up, 3 big things, including possibly the biggest honor of Luke Combs' life. And how many of us get cold feet before the wedding? It's all ahead on the Frog.
3 big things.
3 big things brought to you by Activate Allen County. The first big thing. Luke Combs has reason to celebrate. He's had a big honor bestowed on him. He has his lyrics on Miller Lite cans.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, the lyrics for this song, which I think, by the way, Beer Never Broke My Heart is one of the best country titles in the history of country music. It's just great. And during a recent visit through Milwaukee, he got the opportunity to visit the Miller Lite Brewery, and he saw cans emblazoned with Beer Never Broke My Heart. He tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "I feel like I get to live so many amazing, surreal moments, and I'm really thankful for that, for sure. It's crazy." So, yeah, check out the post of Luke.
Maybe they'll make it in mass quantity so other people can buy it, too. That'd be kind of cool.
I think they are. I think it is going to be a run. That's the impression I got, because one can wouldn't be. It'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I think it is a run. We'll have to see. Second big thing. They say the number of people that get cold feet before their wedding is pretty high, really. 20%.
Well, it's a big commitment.
I think when I got married, I was 25, and I didn't think I even appreciated. I don't know if there's a way to appreciate the commitment.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment. Yeah.
Allegedly a lifelong commitment. It's the biggest business deal you ever make.
That's true. So I never got cold feet because I don't think I had any idea.
You weren't smart enough to get cold feet.
Exactly. I didn't know what was coming. Third big thing. This is Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. The song is called Purple Irises, I think. I've heard this on some pop stations, actually. Probably because it's mostly Gwen, I hear.
Yeah.
But this is about Blake. Blake is celebrating the Las Vegas grand opening of the newest and largest in his Old Red chain of bars and music venues. He had some back-to-back concert shows there Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and Gwen joined him as well. And it's been almost a year since Blake left The Voice. Which,
wow, it doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't, I know. And he could get back to what he enjoys most, which is performing, maybe a little bit of farming. In fact, here is Blake.
Man, I can't remember a time without music, and I don't know that there's a time that I can remember just specifically that music has moved me. I think it's just, it's something that means so much to me that it's just, I make it a part of my everyday life.
Blake always goes back to music, and so we'll have to see what's coming from Blake now that he's not busy with TV.
I'm predicting there's going to be a new album.
That's a good prediction. That's 3 big things. And I thought we should do this.
It's time for super incredible interesting questions.
All right, Victoria, this is where, in this case, you ask me super incredible interesting questions that I do my best to answer.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. If you could hang out with any cartoon character, who would you choose to hang out with and why?
Bugs Bunny.
What?
Bugs Bunny, for sure.
Why?
Because he's the most versatile of all the Looney Tunes characters. He's hilarious. He's my favorite one.
See, I would have seen you more as like a Peter Griffin, Homer Simpson hangout guy.
No, not at all.
Maybe King of the Hill.
No, actually not at all. No. Okay. Bugs Bunny for sure. Yeah.
You do look like an Elmer Fudd.
I'm very firm on that. I'm a bit of an Elmer Fudd. That's true. Okay.
Hey, I know your favorite emoji. Mm-hmm. What's your least favorite emoji?
Probably the pile of crap is least favorite.
That's just gross.
It is gross. Yeah, that's probably my least favorite. I don't really ever use that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus we're not five. We can just say the word. We don't need an emoji for it.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, I sometimes like, how can I put it? I like blue humor, but bathroom humor is not usually my thing.
Yeah. Me neither.
If
you could only keep three apps on your phone, which ones would you keep?
eBay, which I'm on there way too much.
Probably.
The weather app. And Safari. That's it.
So you can be on the internet. Oh, you found a workaround. Wait, that's not an app. You don't like it when I find a workaround, do you?
Safari's an app.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't.
Okay. Okay, do you want something besides that?
Yeah, something besides Safari.
Okay, I'm going to nerd out for a second. I really love the library app I use.
Oh.
Yeah, like you can get free albums and free books and all this stuff, so I like
that. Oh, that is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay. What game show do you think that you could actually win?
I don't think there is one I could win.
Really?
No. I'm terrible. Under pressure, I'm terrible about remembering facts and figures and stuff. I could never play the games that we play here on our morning show.
Well, that is true. But you're also trying to like run the game and host it, not just play it.
Right. I don't think there's any game I could win.
Which one do you think you just want to be on just for fun then?
I wouldn't want to be on one. That would actually be my worst nightmare, to be on a game show.
Really?
Yeah, I have no desire.
Oh, man. Put me on Wheel of Fortune.
No. Well, you can go. But you
Jeopardy?
Know,
I could do Jeopardy. I wouldn't win it, but I could do it.
No, you wouldn't win it. Sorry.
Rude.
No, but here's the thing. Like, every once in a while, these things survive forever on the internet. So, like, I'd be the guy who goes under the wheel of the Price is Right wheel, or I'd be the guy who totally guesses wrong on the.
You'd be a meme.
I don't want to be that. I don't want to be either one of those. I can't handle the pressure of being on a game show.
Okay.
Well, we have time for maybe one more, unless you're done.
That was all the questions
that's
had
good.
For you.
Okay, good. Because we've.
Because your answers have not been very...
Oh, come on. Super incredibly interesting?
Yeah, they haven't been.
I think they've been pretty good. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Just ahead, we've got tabloid trash. Trouble could be brewing for Victoria and David Beckham, the power couple that they are.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Quentin Tarantino to talk about, Keith Urban, Law and Order, and more all ahead on The Frog.